to Southeast Asia now, to East Timor, and the fighting that's been escalating in the streets of the capital, Dili. At least 20 people have died. Gangs are attacking rival gangs with machetes. The army is fighting the police. And rebel soldiers who were fired from the army back in March are fighting government troops. It was those firings that started this cycle of violence. Reporter Marianne Carney spent the last 5 days in East Timor. She described the scene in the capital this morning.
There was lots of gangs roaming around different parts of the city, and they were armed with knives, traditional machetes, as well as just iron bars or rocks. And they were looting and burning. And Australian troops did come into one or two places and managed to stop some of the gang attacks and disarm some of these men. But quite a lot got away. And I was near one church centre where there was about 20,000 refugees sheltering. And one of the brothers there told me that the Australian troops had been there in the morning, but as soon as they left, the gangs came back and started fighting again.
Who are these gangs?
Well, it's kind of a strange mixture. Some of them seem to be from certain neighbourhoods, and they're just groups of guys that have always hung out together. But basically, it's divided along. Some are supporting the troops that deserted 2 or 3 months ago. So that some are supporters of rebels who are based in Western East Timor, and others are supporting the government and or the military, and they're mostly from the east. So it's kind of divided along ethnic lines, and those who are very critical of the government and the military and those who are not.
And are they attacking each other, or are they attacking basically anybody who gets in the way?
Both. They're mostly attacking each other, but they have also apparently today one woman was attacked and had her fingers hacked off. So they're also attacking people in the way. And there's also been some kind of revenge attacks. For instance, the house of one minister was burnt with some of his relatives inside last Friday. And there's been a couple of attacks on different politicians or ministers and an assistant police chief. And it seems like either side, perhaps the military or the police, are backing these attacks.
With this level of chaos in the capital of East Timor, what's happening to the people who live there? How are they getting by? Are they staying in their homes, or are they trying to get out of the city?
Well, yeah, it's very tough. A lot of them are not getting by. Quite a lot of people from both sides, from either Easterners or Westerners, have fled to their villages to escape it. And about 40,000 other people have fled to church compounds, or they're also sheltering, for instance, at the airport, just in cars or under plastic sheeting, whatever they can find, just at certain safe points where there's either a lot of troops or where there's churches, and the churches are seen to be safe from attack.
And are they getting food and water?
No, a lot of the places they're not. They're desperate for food and water. And some people are saying that they've only eaten one meal a day. None of the shops are open. And so that's why there's been a whole lot of looting, and thousands of people kind of went crazy when one or two warehouses were opened by some of the gangs, and then lots of other people came along and grabbed sacks of rice and whatever else they could get their hands on.
Well, there are international peacekeepers there from Australia, New Zealand, Malaysia. Are they making a difference?
They've been making some difference, but initially they were a little bit slow on the ground because first they didn't actually have any means to travel around. They could only travel on foot, so they were very cautious. And then they also, their rules of engagement were mostly to deal with the military and the police and not to actually deal with the gangs. They hadn't anticipated this gang violence. It's only now that they're starting to try and disarm the gangs, but there's still probably not enough, and they're still moving too slowly and not disarming them quickly enough.
Marianne Carney, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
Reporter Marianne Carney talking about the fighting in East Timor. She spoke with us from Jakarta, Indonesia.